Looks like Santos won the penalty kick battle. When did that really crystallize that he was your guy?
Yeah, now listen, I mean, Suckup, he's been a phenomenal player here. It was a competition that really came down to the two of them, and Santos beat him by a hair.
It was real close. I mean, it was, be totally honest with you, Cairo didn't have as strong a leg as Ryan, you know, as far as kickoffs and leg strength, as far as depth of kick goes, but he was a little bit more accurate.
With as even as the battle was and the way they allowed it to be an even competition, you knew that that was a distinct possibility. But still, it was like, wow, you know, they're going to do it. They're going to go into it with a rookie undrafted kicker.
Do you approach the position or the individual any different when he's a rookie as opposed to a veteran?
A little bit. You know, you're going to manage him a little bit different. You know, you kind of got to get his feet wet and get him going. And, you know, hopefully you have a couple short field goals first. You know, it's definitely in your mind for sure.
That first NFL game, it's different. I know you kick it in college, and some guys kick it at a really high level with, you know, more fans in the stands than are even in most NFL stadiums. But still, there's an adjustment period for everyone.
Tennessee won the toss. They have deferred, so Kansas City will be getting the opening kickoff from their former kicker, Ryan Suckup.
So I remember overthinking so many things that game. I wanted to do well. You see the cameras and all over, you know that everybody's watching. Just the responsibility, it feels different.
A 35-yard attempt here for Cairo Santos, who won the
first was a short field goal that I was playing the wind way too much.
Down by Santos, and he kicks it and hits the right upright, and it's still good.
Well, it was a short field goal, and I should have hit it better, but the ball didn't move.
He was nervous. You know, there's no question. It's a big difference between preseason and regular season game when the whole stadium's full and everybody's counting on you to be that guy.
And this will be a 48-yard attempt. Santos was nervous on his first field goal attempt as a Chief. And Santos lines it up. And it hits the left upright this time. It's no good. He hit the right upright on the first. And it went over this time. The ball hooks right to left and hits the left upright and the Titans hold.
And Santos didn't look good. Like I said, that first one that he made didn't look pretty. I mean, so it was a bad performance all around for him. He was lucky to get out 1-for-2, and it was an ominous start, no doubt.
This will be a 37-yard attempt, 20 plays in this drive. Santos, high-spinning kick is up, and he missed it. Santos floats this one wide right. The Chiefs have the ball for 10 minutes and 20 plays and do not score.
The fan reaction was, you know, what kickers are available? Why didn't you stay with the veteran? You know, what are you doing going down this road with a young kicker?
Is it time, though, to bring in some competition, or what do you think?
No, he just, listen, when he settles down, he kicks it fine. He's got to do that.
Impressively, the Chiefs' reaction was to stay the course, and Andy Reid was very steady and never wavered and always showed great confidence in him.
And I said this to somebody. I said, if we brought five kickers in from the street right now and he was one of them, he'd still be the best kicker out of that group. So we still believe in Cairo.
It was a learning process those 2 weeks. I knew that patience runs out in the NFL, so I needed to really get something going.
So it's just things that, you know, you constantly have to battle. Being a kicker, that's going to be ups and downs, and it's all about the next kick.
We watched film, and we saw a lot of anxiety in my demeanor throughout the game. I was lifting my head as soon as I was making contact with the ball, and that made me push a couple kicks in a game.
Whatever happens in the past, a make or a miss, you just have to, you know, watch film, see what you did, and then move on to the next kick.
Cairo Santos, who's been in the crosshairs of the two Chiefs losses so far, will kick it off.
You know, a kicker is not defined by one kick.
Placement is down. The kick is up by Santos. Nails it.
Everyone's going to make mistakes. Every position makes mistakes. But the guys that are able to put that behind you. The next kick is the most important kick.
And that kick is good.
Is how you respond to that.
He was able to bounce back from hitting the upright and struggling on some kickoffs, and he was able to get into a routine where we made, you know, several kicks in a row. That says a lot.
Novak has hit 30 field goals in a row. Placement is down, and Novak, who has been just automatic for this team, he's got enough leg, and he's got it. The game is tied at 1:57 remaining on a 49-yard field goal by former Chiefs kicker Nick Novak.
I remember when Novak hit that field goal to tie the game. okay, it's on. Coach Tome came to me and said, you're going to win this game for us. And I said, I want it. I want to.
Any close game, you're thinking, you know, that could be a possibility, and so was he. He never really made a game winner yet, so, I mean, sooner or later, he's going to have to be in that situation.
Two things here. You'd like to drive and win the game, but you sure don't want to give San Diego a chance.
Oh, no.
I know a lot of people are saying they better get it pretty close. Smith better get him down, you know, knocking on the door for this one to work, because it's the rookie that's going to take a shot at it.
Clock moving at 20-20 tie. Alex Smith's mobility keeping this alive. Four-man rush, slant. Kelsey's got it. Breaking a tackle. Now two. He's down to the 38 of San Diego.
And Kansas City inching closer. Clock continues to run.
Right now, John Pagano's defense is leaking oil.
20-20 tie. 48 seconds. Alex Smith, out pattern. Caught by Kelsey. Makes a man miss. Darts inside. Gets down to the 30-yard line.
Chiefs down to their final timeout, and they will use it right here.
Here comes young Cairo Santos.
And they leave it to a 48-yard field goal. And there was some disappointment. The offense couldn't get it closer. And I would say that there was a feeling that Santos had about a 10% chance at best. I mean, there was very little optimism that he was going to put that kick through.
And this would be placed down at the 38. It will be a 48-yard attempt with 26 seconds remaining in the game.
We lined up. They don't have any timeouts, so I know it's this is happening. It's go time.
Can't overstate the importance of this game. Gafford, the long snapper. Colquitt to hold. Santos from 48 yards.
Placement is down. Santos, strong leg, going right to left. The kick is up, and the kick is good! He got it! Asante Ebol, Portuguese, for it's up, and it's good. The Brazilian kicker, a right-to-left hook shot for 48 yards out. The Chiefs have a 23-20 lead.
I saw that it started a little bit right of where I was aiming, but as soon as he took that turn inside, I just looked at Dustin, and he had his hands up.
How confident were you going up to him?
Pretty confident. Had a couple kicks in a row now, so that helps the confidence. And no, I was just calm and hitting the ball well.
And how bad do you need something like this, a clutch kick a game?
I just, from now on, you know, I'm just trying to make every kick. So, and I'm just, the opportunities come, and I just want to keep making them.
The kid won the job, and so I felt like he was going to make it. I mean, that's just, he's had a great week of practice kicking this week, and he's made the opportunities that he's had here over the last couple games, and he was due for an opportunity like this, and you know, he stepped up.